From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The GW football team will return to action on Friday night against a tough opponent. The Eagles will host a Lor Barata team that is 4-0 this season and is outscoring opponents by nearly 30 points a game. GW head coach Nick Anderson discussed the matchup.
Well, they're extremely physical. I think they're really good on offense. And, we're going to have a tough time stopping them. They do offensively when you watch the game, look a little boring. They just snap it to the quarterback, who's actually a running back, and they just run up the middle a lot. But what he's doing is he's trying to catch you sleeping, trying to catch our secondary sleeping. So they're going to try to keep our offense off the field and keep our defense on it. And it's something we cannot let happen if we want to win.
Our pregame coverage will begin at 6:30 on Friday with the kickoff at 7 on WBTM and WBTMDanville.com. The Pro Football Hall of Fame announced a long list of Hall of Fame nominees for the 2026 class yesterday. Some of the big names on the list include former Saints quarterback Drew Brees, former Chargers quarterback Phillip Rivers, former Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald, former Panthers tight end Greg Olsen, and former Cowboys tight end Jason Witten. The list of nominees will be slimmed down drastically as the voting process plays out. In Major League Baseball action, the Washington Nationals beat the Atlanta Braves 4-3. The Baltimore Orioles fell to the Tampa Bay Rays 6-2. The New York Yankees beat the Chicago White Sox 8-1. Aaron Judge homered twice and became the fourth player in Major League Baseball history with 4 50-plus home run seasons, joining Babe Ruth, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa. Also, the Boston Red Sox beat the Toronto Blue Jays 7-1. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.